Hey there, productivity powerhouses. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to thriving in the world of solo work. Ever feel like a human Swiss Army knife, always expected to say, yes, to everything? You know that feeling when you're juggling projects, deadlines, and requests like it's a circus act? Well, friends, it's time to trade that clown suit for a superhero cape. Because today we're talking about setting those healthy boundaries and learning the glorious art of saying, no. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Jake, saying, no, sounds like a recipe for disaster. Won't people think I'm incooperative or unreliable? Listen up, because this is key. Saying, no, strategically isn't about being rude or antisocial. It's about protecting your time, energy, and sanity. It's about creating space to focus on what truly matters, your goals, your well-being, and ultimately, the quality of your work. Think of it like this. Imagine you're a sculptor meticulously crafting a masterpiece. Would you allow someone to constantly interrupt with distractions, pull away material, or demand constant changes? Absolutely not. You need focused time and clear space to bring your vision to life. So, how do we actually become masters of the no? Here are 5 golden nuggets to remember. 1. Recognize your value. You're a freaking rock star, capable of amazing things. Don't undervalue your skills, experience, and time. Remember that saying, yes, to everything often comes at the expense of your own well-being and productivity. 2. Know your priorities. Before you even consider saying, yes, take a moment to ask yourself. Does this align with my goals? Will it contribute to my overall growth? If the answer is a resounding, no, politely decline. It's like choosing which ingredients go into your masterpiece. Prioritize quality over quantity every time. 3. Be assertive, not aggressive. Practice saying, no, in a firm yet polite manner. Try phrases like, thank you for thinking of me, but I'm currently fully committed to other projects. I appreciate the offer, but it's not something I can take on at this time. I want to give my full attention to current project, so I need to decline this request. 4. Offer alternatives, when appropriate. Sometimes, instead of a flat, no, you can suggest alternative solutions or resources. This shows your willingness to help while still protecting your time. For example, you could say, while I can't take on this project myself, I know, colleague, who might be a great fit. I'm unable to commit to this right now, but I'd be happy to brainstorm ideas with you in a few weeks. 5. It's okay to say, I need time to think about it. Don't feel pressured to give an immediate answer. It's perfectly acceptable to say, thank you for asking. Let me review my schedule and get back to you by date. This gives you time to make a thoughtful decision without feeling rushed. Speaking of real-world examples, picture this. You're working on a tight deadline for a major project, when suddenly your inbox explodes with requests from various colleagues needing help with different tasks. It's tempting to say, yes, to everyone, but that would lead to overwhelm and potentially compromise the quality of your own work. Remember those boundaries. Politely acknowledge each request, thanking them for thinking of you. Then explain that you're fully committed to meeting your current deadline. Offer to reconnect once that project is complete, or suggest alternative resources if appropriate. By setting that boundary, you protect your time and energy, allowing you to deliver your best work on the most important projects. So, there you have it. 5 powerful strategies to master the art of saying no and create a more balanced, productive life. Remember, saying no is not selfish, it's self-care. It's about prioritizing what matters most and showing up as your best, most focused self. Ready to take on the world with newfound confidence? Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these tips. Leave us a review to let us know how we're doing. And join the conversation on social media using hashtag lonelybutproductive. Until next time, keep crushing it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.